This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, I'm going to tell you about something happening very soon with Sunrise Enterprises, Savannah Jones and Jennifer Denley. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kyle?
Good. So, Savannah, get up to the mic here. We'll talk to you first.
Sure.
Tell us what's going on.
All right. So we have an open house coming up next Friday at our new location over on Mulholland. We've been sharing information all through our Facebook page. You'll see a grand opening on our website as well. So check that out. What we decided, Kyle, was that we needed a better space to provide really awesome services to really awesome adult individuals with disabilities. So we're providing employment there, as well as our day support activity program. And it's a wonderful space that accommodates a lot of fun things we can do with participants.
So what kind of led to deciding to make this move?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So one, for our employment side, we were doing everything out of green, and transportation became a barrier to individuals who were seeking job development. Also, we weren't really close to the business community, so it was important for us that we made a shift closer to Roseburg, where transportation is easier. And then for day support activities, we just had a lot of individuals who wanted to come into the program, and we were at capacity space-wise, so we made a decision about wanting to grow our ability to provide those services. There's also a wonderful outdoor area where we can have a basketball hoop and outdoor seating and cook pancakes on a griddle or, you know, have a garden. And then we were dealing with a lot of transportation barriers. We have a fleet of vehicles, and continuously over here at our Winchester office where we had those, we were having gas siphoned, and we had a break into a vehicle at one point. So now we have a gated area where we can keep those vehicles and not have to worry about some of those issues.
So for this building that you're adding into the mix of what Sunrise does, did you have to do some remodeling?
Yes, we sure did. So there's two sides to this building. One is an office side, and we had to do nothing. It was perfect because it used to be a therapy office. And then our day support activity program is in an area that used to be a gym. So we had to do some heavy remodeling. We have a wonderful gentleman. His name's Rick, and he is leasing us the building. He helped with a lot of the remodel stuff, really cares about the Sunrise mission. So he's a part of what made that possible.
So Jennifer, talk about what you've been doing as part of all this project.
Yeah, so one of the big things I've been doing is some grant applications so that we can help provide funding for those remodels, being able to create sensory areas for the participants. Like Savannah mentioned, we want to do an outdoor garden. So being able to have funds to revamp different areas and have more activities for the participants there. And then I've also been working on all of our different events. So I'm behind planning this grand opening. So putting together different activities for the community to come enjoy when they come do tour the new facility. And then just making things pretty, getting plants, and just making it a very inviting environment for our participants to be in, for our people to work in, and for our community to come and enjoy.
So a really central location that would be pretty easy for a lot of people to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very centralized for everyone.
So Savannah, talk a little bit about the history of Sunrise if people aren't familiar with it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And real quick, Jennifer is selling herself short. She has been building furniture with me for months now. So we want to make sure that we give her the credit deserved. She's done a lot for this building. She's wonderful. So Sunrise started in 1969. We provide employment as well as enriching community opportunities to individuals with disabilities. We started as a wood mill, and now we have 5 retail stores. We have a warehouse, a janitorial. We have our wood mill, I believe that I said. We have tons of different opportunities, and it's all to provide services so that individuals can go out into the community and find a job that feels enriching, as well as, you know, just gets more people with disabilities out in the community, away from the barriers that sometimes present themselves to standard employment or just, you know, going bowling. Some individuals haven't gone to the beach or gone bowling because there's barriers to mobility, but we break down those barriers.
So how is Sunrise funded?
Sunrise is funded in multiple different ways. So we receive service dollars for the services that we provide. We also have Jennifer now, who's a grant writer. Previously, we did not have a grant writer. Jane was doing it as the executive director as well, but now we have somebody who's dedicated to that. So hopefully that becomes a larger mix of the pie. We also have revenue from our operations. So those 5 retail stores, the wood products mill, and the janitorial department bring in revenue outside of those service dollars.
So Jennifer, talk about your background in grant writing. for a lot of organizations, to get somebody who's good at that is a real game changer.
So actually, my background is not in grant writing. I come from a background of mental health and education, where I did a lot of report writing for school districts and things like that. So that was kind of my background that I felt comfortable coming into a position where I could tackle grant writing. So it's been a learning thing for me, which has been really fun. But I had a lot of the skills already to kind of tackle that.
Well, and that really makes a big difference, obviously. So tell folks what they can experience if they come out to this grand opening next Friday.
So we are going to have some tours going on. We're going to have a ribbon cutting. The Roseburg Chamber is going to be there and host the ribbon cutting for us. We'll have some speakers. We will have some indoor and outdoor activities so people can really experience all the different locations. Both on our admin side, our DSA enclosed area, and then our outdoor area. So we'll have all that. We'll have some food. We'll have a raffle basket of some fun sunrise stuff, but also some community-given items as well. Yeah, so should be lots of fun.
All right, Savannah, anything else you want to tell people before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think that it would be really awesome for you guys to stop by. We have a wonderful community who's supported us for a long time, and this will give you an opportunity to not only interact with the staff that works so hard for our mission, but also the participants. They're going to be there living their best lives, and we want you to be a part of that. It's awesome to support the Sunrise Mission, but just wait until you see it.
All right, Savannah and Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
8:30, 8 at the morning report.